Hello, I'm Doug Peckinpah, Group Editorial Director of Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery, and this is Ingrained Insights, a forum dedicated to the grain-based snack and bakery product industry. Today's guest is Paul Baker, the founders of England St. Pierre Group. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks very much for the invite to join you today.
Paul Baker has a long history in the baking industry, and St. Pierre Group produces the St. Pierre, Baker Street, and Paul Hollywood brands of baked goods, including a wide range of St. Pierre brioche breads, buns, and rolls, as well as ready-to-eat waffles, croissants, and crepes. The St. Pierre brand has grown significantly more familiar to U.S. shoppers over the past few years, and the company was honored as Bakery of the Year in 2019 by Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery magazine. Paul, can you catch us up a little bit? How is the St. Pierre brand doing in the U.S. these days?
Well, we're very fortunate, and the U.S. has been very kind to us and very accepting of our brand, St. Pierre, and the wonderful products. Just recently, we've gone through 100 million at retail sales. Mm-hmm. So it's an established brand now. And we've got a very established customer base. And the brand's really going from strength to strength, Doug.
You know, I've started seeing it increasingly in supermarkets, often in the in-store bakery merchandised areas with increasing frequency over the past year. Why do you think that U.S. consumers have embraced the St. Pierre brand?
I think it's several fold, really. We've really carved out a place in the bakery market for brioche. It's authentic, it's French, it's very versatile, it's very closely aligned to the American palate in that it's semi-sweet, but it lends itself very well to sweet applications and savory applications. And then I think our product range also touches all the meal occasions that consumers enjoy in the USA. So, you know, we've got burger buns, obviously, hot dog rolls. We've got a brioche loaf that makes amazing French toast. So there's a lovely range of great tasting products within St. Pierre that really offer a whole cornucopia of bakery offers for consumers. So I think that really underpins the success. Obviously, the quality of the product and our wonderful customers and retail customers. So all of that adds up, really. And obviously, the branding we've really made to be very very French. It's authentic. So I think if you add all of that and great service levels, that really underpins where we are today, I think, Doug. I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, the products really have a nice balance of European sophistication and really just wide-ranging consumer accessibility. I think the products appeal to a lot of people because they balance that line where, you know, they feel like they're treating themselves. But nevertheless, there's a lot of practicality in the products. So they come across as special, but approachable. And I think that's a really nice spot to be in.
And I think everybody appreciates in the past year that we've all lived through that great bakery is really a joy. Mm-hmm. And we've all been looking for those moments of joy, haven't we, really? Because life has become very taxing for everybody around the world. And what we've seen is the in-house consumption in most countries shoot up, obviously, with the closure of food service, which has had a torrid time in the past year. And that's I think, opened up consumers to maybe upgrading their meals. That's certainly what we've seen in our research and in terms of our evolution in sales as well. It's treating your family to something that is a little bit nicer because maybe you can't go out to your favorite restaurant and you can't do the things that normally we would be able to do. And that's where I think the growth, particularly that we've experienced in the last year, it's really underpinned by those meal occasions where families are saying, well, actually, let's get that lovely brioche burger bun or that brioche hot dog roll because it's convenient, it's great tasting, and it's a little bit nicer. And right now, that's what we need.
Yeah, we'll take those bright spots where we can get them these days.
Yeah, absolutely.
As I understand it, there have been some recent appointments to the leadership team to help expand U.S. operations. Can you talk a little bit about that and what it means to St. Pierre?
Absolutely. Our growth has been explosive, it's fair to say, both here in the UK and in the US. And we've actually, since the first lockdown, March last year, we've actually more than doubled our team here in the UK. We've actually made, we're in the process of probably completing on about seven appointments in the US as well. So we are creating jobs on both sides of the Atlantic, and that really is to help support our growth as a brand, in terms of servicing our customers, in terms of delighting our consumers with our marketing, whether that be in store, digitally, online, on pack. There's so much work to do because the brand has grown so quickly. And of course, with that, we needed, we've had made some great recruitments right across our business in all areas, actually, all areas of our business, not just in marketing and commercial, but also in our supply chain, finance, administration. So we've been creating positions, roles all over the place, actually. And obviously, within that, we've made several appointments for new directors to help lead the business as well. So yeah, it's been a busy, busy year, Doug, I can assure you. But all good. We've got a great team of people here. We always have, and we love what we do.
No, that's great to hear. And you talk about some plans for growth. Can you dig into that a little bit more in terms of your plans for continued growth in the US as well as other countries where you have distribution?
Absolutely. We're very fortunate to be, one of the favorite, if not the favorite, brioche brand in America. So it's very much now making sure our brand is available to as many people in the US as we can possibly get to. And that's very much our focus. There's lots of places we could go with our brand. Our brand is in the UK, the US. We're going in South America, so we're launching in Mexico. I think we've launched in Mexico, Panama as well, and we're reaching down in South America now, and we're out in the Middle East as well. That actually, people say, "Oh, you're going to go to China? Are you going to do this?" There's lots of things we could do, Doug, but actually, we're very focused on the moment, on the markets we're in, where we're doing well, and expanding our distribution in those markets, and also, more importantly, perhaps expanding our product offer as well. So we've always got a great innovation pipeline with products that really delight consumers. We know they do from our research and from all of our experience in bakery over the years. And I think this year we've got seven or eight product launches in the US, which is quite a lot. I've got to tell you, that's quite a lot of products to launch. But these are all we're launching brioche bagels. That's a lovely one. There you go. There's one
Ah,
for you.
really? Yeah, that's
So
nice.
that's coming. That's in the pipes. I'm probably going to get told off for telling you that now. But yeah, these things are really exciting, and I still get excited about these new products because I know from, a lifetime of being a baker and being in the bakery business that sometimes it's the simplest products with the innovative twist that we put on, such as a brioche bagel. It's very understandable, it's very translatable, it's very relevant and appropriate. And bottom line is, when you open it up and you taste it with your family, you just go, "This is great. This tastes great." And it can be seen as quite a simple elevation, perhaps, but if it makes that meal occasion that little bit more memorable, and it gives you that moment with your family, job done. Job done. You
Yeah,
know,
very well
it's
said.
about delighting consumers at the end of the day. So yeah, there's still a huge amount to go for, Doug. The one thing we're not short of is opportunity, actually. That's which is very fortunate, because the past year has proven to all of us that it's incredibly difficult out there, and we do appreciate that. So
Well, it sounds like you have some great momentum moving you forward, Paul, and we wish you great success with these new initiatives. And thank you so much for joining me today.
you're very welcome, Doug.
For more on St. Pierre, see the August 2019 Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery cover story on the company, which highlighted them as our Bakery of the Year, as well as an interview with Paul published on the Snack Food and Wholesale Bakery website in late March. Thank you for spending time with us today. This is Ingrained Insights.